Everybody, are you ready to party? Get up, get up,
Like this, yo, like this. We are having a ball like this. Like this, yo, like this. Move it, roll it, roll like this. Like this, yo, like this. Dance, jump, make it down like this. Like this, yo, like this. I got to stop. 자, 흔들어 봐.
날아가 지치고 따분 난 지친 일상을 벗어나 뭔가 새까맣게 또 신나는 일을 찾고 있다면 나를 어서 따라와 상쾌한 바람이 내게 들어와 너를 개운하게 해줄게 여기 내 손을 잡아
Everyone, this is Noelle.
I'm Dame Dr. Foxy Brown.
We're on episode 52 of the Always Rational K-Pop Podcast, and we're back, I guess, I hope, for real.
Well, it's all your fault, so if you're back, then I guess I'm back.
I know it's my fault, and I'm not going to apologize, but I have to. I'm sorry. Things just happened in my life, and it's still ongoing, but I'm a lot better now.
A lot better
than I was before.
So many people have been asking constantly, like, to the point where, like, whenever I see a message on Twitter to the Air K-Pop Twitter account, I, like, roll my eyes. Like, I don't even know how to tell you when we're coming back, because I'm, like, it was at a point where I'm not even sure if we were going to. Because after a while, it gets dangerously close to pod fading. You're like, okay, so we are recording. Which I should probably announce that.
Yeah.
Just to
We are recording. Well, things happen in my life. You know how life happens to each and every one of us sometimes? Well, it happened to me. And I hope whatever happened to me doesn't happen to any one of you. All right. I'm still concerned about our fans.
You should be.
Of course, of course. And a lot of people have been asking me if I'm okay. I wasn't, but I'm a lot better now. I guess I'm okay. I hope I'm okay.
You better be.
Yeah. I know. I should be. I should be. I took a lot of time off, and, you know, it's one thing to take a lot of time off because, you know, you want to go on a holiday, but it's another thing to take time off because you have a lot of issues going on. So, yeah. All right. And apparently, while I was gone, a lot of things happened, and I missed a lot of things. So right now, consider me totally clueless. I have no idea what's going on.
So this episode is probably just going to be a brief one to establish that we are continuing with the Always Rational K-Pop Podcast, and it's gonna be more of like a catching Noelle up with some of the positive things that have been going on, because when you've been gone for a long time and you've had negative things happen in your life, probably the last thing you want to hear is how badly things are going for other people. So I'm just gonna talk a little bit about the debuts and stuffs that I've been into.
Yeah.
Which, if you know me, it's not going to be a lot.
Okay. What are you going to start with?
Oh, because I only paid attention to it for 1 second. It's like right after, right after, like maybe a week after they came back. Like Dalmatian came back right after them, so I didn't even remember. But Focus, spelled F period C-U-Z, which stands for, oh god.
Okay.
It starts for First Century Something Zest, which was the most ridiculous thing. Let me see if I can find
K-pop is full of ridiculous names. you have to forgive them.
But if you,
not their fault.
If you recall, Liu, who was the previous lead singer and face of the group, really, since for four century Ultimate Zest, he left the group to pursue a solo career. So in December, they started to release footage of the two guys that were joining to replace him, Rayhyun and, God, what did I do with the other guy's name? Day something.
He showed me the name earlier. I think Daegun. The name rhymes, Rayhyun
and Daegun.
Yeah.
They released the song, I think the song is named Number One or something like that. Yes, it is named Number One. And it was okay.
Is the song any good?
It was okay.
Okay.
It wasn't terrible, but it was like in line with what they've been releasing all along. I remember thinking that Jinan, the rapper, was a lot better in this song than he was in the song they released previous, the one that was supposed to have the vampire concept but didn't really. If you remember, it was the one that released that really raunchy teaser, and then when they released the video, none of that stuff was in it, and everyone was upset. Like, all the people that would have been their fans just like, no, screw you guys. You can't just tease us like this and then don't do anything. So they ended up losing that forward momentum.
I remember that.
And what became...
Didn't Focus sing that Jiggy Jiggy song?
Yeah, that was their debut song, Jiggy. I like that song. I have questionable tastes in things sometimes. What killed me... I didn't mean to hit the microphone. What killed me was that I was looking at the guys and trying to remember their names. And their video, if I remember correctly, they've all been captured by someone and been tortured. And there's this girl that's showing up, beating up the bad guys and rescuing each one of them, which is kind of cool. No clue who the girl is. I hope that's their video and not someone else's. I've seen too many recently, but I'm pretty sure that's theirs. And I just remember thinking, wow, who is this guy? I know he was in the group the whole time. I know he's not one of the new guys, but why can't I remember him? And it turns out it was Can, who everyone had come to an agreement was the most attractive member of the group, and I have no idea why I forgot him. He is one of the better singers as well. I can remember Yejun, because I guess because I follow him on Twitter and he tweets all the time. And I can remember Jinan, because of his face. His face you won't forget.
Is that good or bad?
If you're a pop star, it's bad. The reason why I remember his face is bad.
But as
you get older, if you're unique looking, you can work that into a further career. But what happened with them in terms of my memory happened because of the next group that made their comeback after a long time away, like a year and a half. Focus has been gone for roughly that same period of time. And it's Dalmatian. Of course, if you remember, they're signed to
I know you like Dalmatian.
Under MC Mong's record label... MC Mong had his issues. He's recently been cleared of all draft dodging charges, so good for him. But Dalmatian's problem started, aside from that, when one of their members, mid-promotion, which never happens to successful boy groups, mid-promotions, one of the members got a draft letter, and I don't know if he always had the draft letter and didn't tell anyone. Because it seemed like he got drafted and he had to report within 2 days, and usually you get a lot longer period of time before you have to be there. So I don't know if it had been pushed.
Maybe it's because he's just not popular, or maybe he was just pushed.
I think it might have been it off for so long that now you have to show up at this time they give to you. So Dari, who's one of the three rappers, he had to join, and then you heard that every time they approached a release date, it got pushed back, and there was no real explanation for why it got pushed back. Then, shortly before it was going to drop this month, you hear that Dayday, who's another one of the rappers, left the group and been replaced.
So Dayday left the group.
Been replaced by Simon, who's this guy we didn't know, but his name seemed familiar. And apparently, he's been training with the members for quite some time. Prior to the time they debuted, so they all know him, all of that. And now you're left with this big stage reputation, know, kind of music they're going to release. It's been constantly pushed back, and that's probably tied to the musical value of the album. Plus, Tere is a composer and writer, so he's gone. Then you hear that they composed much of the album themselves, and it's like, oh god, it's going to be a train wreck. And
why are you so negative?
I am negative with everything. Whenever I hear of delays and stuff like that, it's usually for a bad reason. It's not like we're delaying this popular movie because it's just too fantastic for you guys right now. We need to make it worse. It's usually we're delaying this movie because it's terrible. We want to release it in a weekend when nothing else is coming out, so we can at least make a couple bucks because people are curious. But they all were shirtless in this video, like for no real reason. Just because you can be, I think, was it. And the song was really, really good. Like, I've always enjoyed Dalmatian's title songs in, like, a guilty pleasure sort of way. And, like, I think they're not at the level where they make perfect pop songs yet, but they are very close. And all of the music on the album is sort
of... So they have potential, right?
Yeah, extremely good potential. It's sort of, like, laid back... R&B, hip-hop meshed together, and of course most of the songs are breakup songs because it's K-pop.
Breakup songs, not the kind of songs that I want to listen to right now.
Look, you have one or two things. Either we are having a brilliant relationship or we are breaking up. That's all mainstream K-pop is. But I was blown away by how good ER was. And, of course, I was not expecting the Simon character to be as good as he was, because he does have a good portion of the song. Like, they were introducing him to us through this song. And he has both singing and rapping parts, so that's interesting.
It's good. Alright, so those are just the new releases that you like, or comebacks, or whatever you want to call that?
God, there's a lot of them. Like, BAP, like I mentioned briefly off air, they had their follow-up promotions. Power is the name of the song. I can't even remember how the song goes now. It's just too much music in between.
And they're not blonde anymore.
No, they're took... They're not blonde anymore. Everyone has different colored hair, whether it's slightly different or a lot different from each other. I think one guy still has blonde hair.
Okay.
But between Dalmatian, BAP, and Block B, I'm really starting to feel like a lot of the newer groups are taking over that niche Big Bang had when they first debuted. Big Bang has clearly abandoned that. So it is interesting to see more groups focus on a more hip-hop and R&B type sound. You know, obviously it's well influenced by pop music. But it's good. At this point, they still can't compete with the girl groups, but they're all doing well.
The girl groups are still ruling the airwaves, right?
They are still incredibly popular. Sistar, since we might as well go there. So I don't think we got to review it the last time you were here. Or we may have skipped straight over them due to not getting to listen to it. Let me not say not liking, because I do like the song now, but at the time, I'd barely listened to it at all.
I like that other song, Lead Me. That should have been the title track. Sounds like My Boy or something.
Well, of course it does. It's their album was produced by Brave Brothers again, so of course it sounds like an older song. But they've been doing, prior to the release of Taetiso, which is...
Girls' Generation.
Yeah, I'm not going to speak on that because I don't want to say bad things. Because the song does actually sound quite good for what it is.
It sounds quite good, and also it sounds like something that they don't usually do. It sounds more like something that Sistar would sing, actually.
Yeah.
That kind of song.
Or Secret. Alright?
Yeah, or Secret, yeah. It's not typical Girls' Generation stuff. I was surprised.
And Sistar, I felt bad for 4 minutes. It's like, as 4 minutes, this is probably one of your better lead songs. But Sistar has talent, so if they make a good song that resonates with people, like, you guys might as well take a backseat. And their promotions have not been doing all that well for basically that same reason. They're 4 minute, and this group is Sistar. And in watching Sistar's performances, there are two things I've noticed. One, I swear these camera people are torturing me, because the last performance I watched, which I think was from Music Bank on Friday, they just kept doing these random close-ups of Thasom's face, and I'm just like, she's not singing. Why are you switching to the camera that's on her?
And you know, I know, you have something against Thasom's face, right?
Yes, I know. I have a serious problem. The other thing is that I realized that I'm not as sold on Bora as I used to be. Like, I used to think she was pretty serviceable as a rapper, but then it became like, okay, clearly this is the girl who couldn't sing, so y'all just told her to do this. Like, as I got used to the way her voice sounds, I've been less impressed by the way she sounds as a rapper. Aside from that, obviously Hyorin is phenomenal. You don't even need to talk.
Of course.
But I have been thrilled, but I think the reason why I like the Alone promotions is simply because people have started to realize it's So You Can Sing. And I was like, oh my god, finally, I am not the only person saying this.
Of course you can sing. Come on. And Bora, okay, I was never impressed with her rapping ability, or lack thereof, whatever you want to call that. I'm just impressed with the way she looks. She's pretty.
She's gorgeous. And that, I mean, I can't get angry at people for that, because there are a lot of people that got into music and, of course, eventually into acting or modeling because of how they look. Which they did. Just like how Hyorin had no control over the fact that she's a really good singer, that kind of voice you just have. That kind of face.
Hopefully, you just have to.
Hopefully, you just have. Because while you can't get surgery to fix your face, you can't get it, as far as I know, to make you a better vocalist. You could get it to save your voice, but not to make it good. We also had, let's skip away from girl groups for a second, we had UKISS's comeback, which I'm sure you didn't know about, Dora Dora. It has a dubstep breakdown for some reason.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a kind of song that sounds like it shouldn't have a dubstep breakdown, but just does in the middle of the song. And the video is interesting. It's not really. But they do this thing where, and I wish I knew the word for it, but they're at angles, like they're standing on the wall and stuff like that, which, I don't know, keeps my attention because I have a small attention span. And there's a bunch of paint in the video, like someone was finger painting and it went crazy. The song itself is alright. They also have a version of their Japanese smash breakthrough hit, For You Kiss now, not an actual breakthrough hit, but everyone was like, oh my god, TikTok is a really good song.
And apparently it is.
They released a Korean version on this same album. I don't think it has the same impact as the Japanese version of the song, but that's just me.
I haven't really listened to Tic Tac, so I couldn't tell you.
Well, that's the big thing.
Yeah.
Our favorite, I don't even know the right word, and I'm going to keep saying that. Inappropriately themed is what I'm gonna go with. Female rapper, Evia, had her comeback as well.
Oh!
I think the name
what
of
about
the,
Evia?
I think the name of the album is Evia Gradation. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Oh.
I think so. I think that's the name of the album. Yep. I remember we were talking about the teaser.
Yeah, part one released. The lead single is Crazy Love, maybe? As I'm looking at.
Does she still have a potty mouth?
Jesus. I never really looked at the translation, so I can't tell you if she did. But it features Isu. It's from MC The Max. And the video is somewhat disturbing to people because of the blood. There's
all the red there on the people.
Yeah, there's a portion where they're making out and there's blood everywhere.
tell it? Is it gonna get banned?
It probably has been, because I think the video's been out for like a month, right? It's probably been banned at this point.
Welcome to K-pop, that's normal.
Yeah, no problem.
Anything else?
I know we were supposed to talk about after school adding a 10th member.
Oh, yeah.
But I completely forgot. Because like the person messaged us right after we recorded the last episode about the 10th member of after school. And I was like, yeah, we'll talk about it. And then I never looked into it. So.
And then what happened to the new member? Is she any good? Of course, she's tall and she's pretty. That's after school.
Yeah, we'll know if she's any good after they release the single that introduces her, as they've done. I know they haven't done it yet, but as they've done for the last few years, really, every time they add a member, we get a single featuring them in the video, because they don't usually do anything important aside from Reina.
He's a singer.
Speaking of Rania, this is like...
What about them?
This is like announcing based on tweets, but Juyi from Rania tweeted that they would be back soon. So...
Oh, I thought they were going to say they were going to disband.
Oh, jeez. Listen, I would have been crying as I was saying that if that's what was happening, because I still maintain that they are the best second best now of young female vocal group, because Speaker is better, but not by much. by virtue of having songs. Yeah, go ahead.
Didn't Joy leave the group?
Joy did leave the group.
There.
Speculations as to why remain rampant, but
why?
I don't know. I said speculation.
Maybe she missed her family.
Maybe she missed her family, but it seemed like she was sorry for disappointing people and stuff like that. She did say in the Al Jazeera piece that she really missed her family. People also may have been looking at the fact that all the things she said, because like it was like they let her talk and they didn't filter what she was saying to the Al Jazeera crew. So what she said may have been looked at as a betrayal. And there's also, you know, the more underhanded rumors. Being as their company is a small company, and all of the things that we've been dealing with as a fandom, really, in terms of sexual scandals and things like that.
So okay.
One can always consider that that's a contributing factor, whether or not it actually is. It just always feels like it is. So,
Well, we will never find out the truth, not unless someone squeals. Much like what happened to that CEO, right?
Not unless Al Jazeera goes and finds her and asks what happened. Thank you. The whole piece, we were practically just talking to you, and you got fired shortly after that.
See, remember I told you, wouldn't she get into trouble for saying those things? I was asking you before.
I felt like she would. As I was watching it was like, maybe her handlers don't speak English, and that's why they're just letting it go. But you think that they would have screened the questions. Maybe they did, and they weren't expecting
her. They should have.
They weren't expecting her to give the answers that she gave. But people have been saying it seemed as though she was unhappy all along. So maybe that contributed as well. Maybe she just wanted a way out and couldn't think of one that didn't involve her having to pay back lots of money.
Yeah, she got kicked out of the group. Or
resigned.
Yeah, right?
Resigned.
Or resigned. Whatever you want to call that. I mean, I'm assuming, okay, that if she resigns, or whatever you want to call that, she's still going to end up making a lot of money because she's going to break her contract.
So she's going to be in Thailand, so good luck with them getting the money.
I mean, I don't think she's going to go looking for a music career in Korea anymore, right?
No, I think she's
back home.
Again, with these things, obviously it depends on the person's mental strength, because we've heard about a lot of, and again, this is not just people that are solely international, but a lot of Korean Americans or displaced Koreans that came back for musical career. In her case, obviously, she would not have known Korean going in. So you have that problem where you're in a new country, new culture, new language, as an outsider, and you're trying to debut as an entertainer. So you have all these things piled up on you, and you feel like you're alone. And perhaps there aren't real true attempts to make you feel like an insider. So a lot of people just eventually leave. I think the majority of them do not ever make it, more or less. And those that do still have all of the same problems they had, like without a proper support group, because you do have a sizable amount of Korean Americans that are in the music industry. And if the older ones were really great, I'm not saying they don't have this, because it's very possible that they do, but they would have some sort of kind of built-in support system that works across record labels. Is really, you know the struggle this person is going through. Why not, as their senior, just take them out every now and then, let them meet the other people that have been here for so long and have been doing this already. So again, it's too bad she had to leave, but maybe she'll be happier with whatever.
I hope she's happier. I hope she's happier, you know. I don't wish ill for anyone right now. I just want everyone to be happy. Right. Much like I want to be happy. So, make me happy.
So,
any new release that can make me happy?
So, JYJ's Junsu released.
Okay, he kind of makes me happy.
It's not going to be who you want it to be. Release his first solo album. Aaron Talagra with a really interesting music video, because he cross dresses and everything in it.
Okay, that doesn't really make me happy, but okay,
it's interesting. And the song itself features Flosik of Asiatics.
Okay,
the title song is
must be good,
of course, called Aaron Talagra. He has an American group dancing with him, and people were being really, really horrible over the video. It was mostly really homophobic related slurs towards the male dancers.
Because
they looked gay. So.
Okay.
That wasn't cool.
Not nice
at all.
No, not very nice. Not cool. Grow up!
And I was just mentioning the album and that it exists, because I've only heard the title track, so I can't get a good grasp on how it sounds. But if you're interested, I know it was reviewed by our friend McGraw of McGraw's Residence. So take a look at that. See how he felt about it. I heard there were a lot of words. It's quite crazy. I think he really likes Junsu, so.
He sings well. I like Junsu, but I like Jaejeon better. You know that. I like Jaejeon the best. Out of everyone.
We know that. You work him into every conversation.
Come on, just make me happy, okay? I think Jaejeon is the reason why my relationship broke down.
Okay, I'm sure he will be happy to know that.
No, just kidding.
So we also had Jay Park released the free English mini album called Fresh Air with an exclamation point. Breathe It with an exclamation point. A lot of the production was done by his friend from AOM, Cha Cha. And he needs work writing in English. It's kind of silly. It's like...
And I think he went to the Philippines too. A few weeks ago.
So some of your friends went to see it.
Probably.
It's an adult mixtape, Adult is in quotes, because it deals a lot with talking about sex and penises and stuff. So if you're not into that, you probably should avoid listening to that mixtape.
Okay. He needs a lot of work in writing.
Yeah, Dumbfounded was on the album.
Okay. I think he needs lessons in writing. Okay, interesting. I like Dumbfounded, so...
Yeah, but that song with Dumbfounded is super short. I was so mad. It's like 2 minutes long. But I was like, no! Could have given me more with Dumbfounded, but it's just over as soon as you start getting into the song. It was B1A4.
Maybe Dumbfounded could have stand the entire album, because he knows he's a lot of work.
B1A4 released, I think this is a special edition of their first album, I'm not sure.
Okay.
They're
a repackage.
It may be.
Is that it? Is it? Yeah, okay. Since they're a repackage, okay.
Their title song for this version is called Baby I'm Sorry.
Uh-huh.
Oh wait, no it isn't.
Okay.
It's the wrong song. Wait, I have to double check. I'm looking at the album, but I'm still thinking for some reason that that's wrong.
If it's Baby I'm Sorry, it's okay, I'm freaking.
It's Baby Goodnight. I knew that was wrong. Baby I'm Sorry is the single when they first released the album. The single for the repackage is Baby Goodnight. And the music video is hilarious and weird at the same time, because it's like misappropriation of Mexican outfits for some reason. And Barrow has a feather in his
What
hair.
Are they wearing?
Someone has on a it's not a poncho.
A poncho?
Yeah, I guess. Even though I feel like that's not the right word. One of them has that on, and then they have cowboy hats, but they're wearing shorts, and I'm just like, what? So it's set in, it's not even like Western themed, it's like they go out to hang out, and where they went to hang out is a Western themed like park. That's how it looks. I'm sure it was supposed to be a Western themed video.
Okay.
So the video is basically where the guy is either ducking his girlfriend's calls, or he's lying and saying, yeah, I'm going to bed, that's what I'm doing, and then hangs up and he's out on a date with some other girl. And in the video, the girl calls him back, and I think she says that she's going to bed, you know, don't worry about me, and she's on a date with some other dude. And it's just like, y'all could have just broken up. Why did you waste everybody's time? But it's...
I know.
Like a lot of B1A4's other songs, it's a very cute song. But not in that really sugary, disgusting sort of way. And their vocals, of course, are good. I was impressed by Barrow for some reason. He sounds more like Top than he did before. Still has that Kim Kibom thing going on in his face, so that's interesting. If you like idol groups, I think that's all I have in terms of idols. And Lee Sang just released their 8th studio album.
What?
Yeah,
they did.
It's called
Any Good?
It's called Unplugged. One of the songs is Someday, one of the featured songs. It has Yoon Do Hyun of YB, and the other song is called I feel like it's Love, My Love, I think that's it. They released videos for both of those songs. I only saw,
are the songs unplugged?
I think My Love is definitely unplugged. Someday I was iffy on that. It's like, it's a video where they're in a studio, where they're having a session to record the song, but it looks like Yoon Do Hyun's. Well, it doesn't matter if his guitar is plugged in, but there's a dude on a regular electric bass guitar, so it's like, y'all missed with Unplugged, whatever. because unplugged can also mean like the mentality of the group, so that's fine, I guess. I'm not gonna get picky. So at least they're using live instruments for the album, so that's better. That's better than most rap groups.
Better than nothing, dude.
Yeah, I know. It's sad that my expectations are so lowered. And like, well, you know, at least they did sort of try.
Ask the song that I'm because it's an album and I expect everything to be
unplugged. I know, me too. That's like automatic.
Well,
I think that's because of MTV's Unplugged.
Yeah.
It came out when I was late high school, early college-ish. And after hearing freaking Jay-Z Unplugged, I'm like, come on. Clearly everyone can be unplugged.
Yeah.
You just have to try.
Yep. You need to have the talent to be able to do it, though. Okay?
I mean, you just have to have the talent around you. The rappers themselves don't have to have it, because you're still, like, rapping over what's basically the same beat, just reproduced with live instruments. And you just have to be able to continue to perform your song without getting thrown off. It shouldn't be that hard. But then, you know,
like, you're a rapper. But hey, you never know.
Not everyone is as talented as we give them credit for, so. But
true.
And I know there are more people that release their albums, and don't get mad at me if I didn't talk about it, because I can't listen to everything. So it's like, eventually I hear songs that I like and I just keep listening to them, and I forget that I was on a mission to listen to everything. So I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, I'm sorry for not being able to listen to anything. Okay, I have no idea what's going on in the world right now. I have to trust you about that. I mean, I don't have any idea what's going on in my life right now. So I guess this is the start of trying to update myself, see what's going on, and hoping that bad things don't happen to other people too.
So you just have to promise to, from this point forward, keep up. The last somewhat important thing to discuss is K-pop star, which was made a big deal of, because, you know, for the first time we're gonna have people from the big three idol companies judging, and of course we had BoA representing SM, Park Jin Young or JYP representing his company
JYP,
yeah, and you had Yang Hyun Suk representing YG Entertainment. And they went through several months of competition. You know, we had our people, well, I guess you guys did, had your people that you loved, that you rooted for, that you didn't like. And the show's over, and Park Jimin was the winner. And what we have now is the people that have gotten signed by the three major groups that they were basically having an extended audition in the front of. The winner, Baek Ayeon, and Park Jae-hyung, the other two being top 10 contestants as well, they all signed with JYP Entertainment. So, Park Jimin, obviously because she won, JYP Entertainment is in an accelerated state of production for her album, because you have to jump all over that hype.
Of course.
When it's out,
you have to capitalize on that to make a lot of money.
When you look at what happened with American Idol, and what's continued to happen is, yeah, people are swept up in the whole thing, they're big fans of this person, but when you take over a year to release an album for them, you find that it doesn't do that well, because people have now moved on to the next big popular,
to the next idol.
Yeah, basically compete for a record label, a record deal. And the sad thing is, they didn't really have, I guess the winner would be expected to have a contract, but you're not guaranteed success. So, you know, that's something that you always have to think about. And with YG Entertainment, they signed five people as opposed to JYP's three and SM's zero. They signed
zero. A huge, big, fat
and
zero.
Egg.
Okay.
they announced their assignees as the Revival of Supergirls, which was a group that I understand was formed on the show, that did some fairly popular covers of idol songs. Lee Ha-Yi, Lee Michelle, Lee Jung-Mi, and Lee Sung-Ju. Okay, whatever.
Everyone is Lee, okay?
And the guy that they signed is Lee Sung-Ho. So, I don't know.
Okay, another Lee.
Either they're biased or that just happened to be the five most talented people. So,
they're all
it seems as though they're going to continue to do the Super Girls thing. So, the assumption is that they're going to debut, if it's not with that name, they're going to debut together. So, again, like I said,
and that's pretty true.
Like I said, with Park Jimin, you have to like strike while the iron is hot. So, I don't know how things are gonna go. For I think they were supposed to debut a girl group and a boy group. The boy group I think was already pushed to 2013. So, the girl group.
What?
I don't know. No, I think like naturally.
2013.
I think naturally it was supposed to be next year. Because you know. SM can't debut two groups a year. You know YG can't do it. Because they cannot pay attention to two things at once. Never. And this is really cool for a lot of these people because a lot of them are not conventionally attractive. Obviously, they have super great voices. But they were people that, if not...
Hey.
Yes.
You know... how it is in K-pop, right? Mm-hmm. You may have the shittiest voice, but you have a pretty face.
You're it.
You're a singer.
Or a rapper.
Yeah. Okay.
So, for these people...
So, I don't think we need to tell people what's going
like,
on.
Like, this here, may have...
Be nice enough.
This may have been their only shot, so it's really cool that they're able to get it because of K-pop star. And I hope for the sake of the show and for the sake of other people who have dreams of being a singer, but they can't get it because they need... And when I say need, I mean they're told that they need several hundred thousand dollars worth of plastic surgery, so...
Good. So I'm looking forward to the next season. We'll see what happens. I hope there's another season.
Yeah, I hope the show has been successful. I hope that the people that are now trainees, basically, that they're successful. Because it would be unfortunate to they go through all the highs and lows and ups and downs of a reality show like this. And I don't think we ever got to talk about her, but Lee Michelle, as I'm sure if you followed the show, you know, is half black, half Korean. And she created a sensation, apparently, because when she showed up, they expected to have to speak English to her, and then she opened her mouth and she spoke fluent Korean. And I don't think she knows English at all, because she was raised in Korea. And she had her own issues with racism and whatnot on the show. JYP spoke out about it himself, where he felt she was the most talented person there, and it's not fair that she was on the chopping block and I think eventually was dismissed from the show. He felt
she was. I remember
he felt
that
it was because of her race and that Korea still hasn't gotten as far as they like to pretend they have. But again, I'm looking forward to what kind of music really all eight of these people will deliver, even though I'm not sure following your show. But I'm hoping it's as good as people say they are.
So, thank you. So, what else? Nothing, okay. Nothing bad? No bad news? No sad news? No depressing news?
I don't think anyone's died, so no sad news.
Okay, good.
In terms of bad news, there are several ongoing sexual assault cases. Crowd J wants to return this year, but it seems like he still has part of his sentence to carry out. Like I mentioned earlier, MC Mong, his case has been dropped against him. So,
anything else?
That is about it.
Wow. That was a lot. How long have we been gone?
Since April 8th. So, almost 2 months.
Wow. town. I know. It's been a while. 2 months. And a lot of things happened. Wow.
So you can see why we were constantly getting messages, right?
I know. Yeah. I'm sorry, people. But I hope that I can continue this. I know I can. To be more patient. Because my life is a work in progress right now. Yeah, it happens. It happens to the best of us. Alright, so thank you for updating me. And I guess I have a lot of music to get.
Yes, you do.
First is Junsu's album.
It's quite different from JYJ or Dongbae Jinki's stuff. So.
Very interesting. Quite experimental, I guess. Maybe.
Yeah, definitely, because again, it's what I want to do with my music, that sort of thing.
Good for him. Good for him. So yeah, thank you again for updating me. I hope next week will be a lot better. Not just for K-pop, but for me too.
So too.
I need to find I need to find something.
Not to jinx it, but we have stayed connected for quite some time. So I'm gonna go ahead and throw down the wrap up of the email address, which clearly you guys know, and I'm happy that you guys know it. Even though I want better things for you guys to email us about. The Always Rational K-pop Podcast at gmail.com. The website is airkpop.com, facebook.com/airkpop, twitter.com/airkpoppodcast. Thank you once again for listening.
Thank you. Thank you once again, actually, for sticking with us. And I appreciate all the well-meaning messages. Thank you very much, people. So, yeah, it's a wrap. Episode 52 is done. So you guys have a great day, great week, great weekend, wherever you are. Bye.
Cupcake music. You make me so mad. You hurt me. I never wanna be in love. You hurt me.
나를 상처와 고통을 to me. So I